Rod Blagojevich talked with John Harris. Rod Blagojevich discussed the Tribune editorials suggesting that Rod Blagojevich be impeached and told Harris that they need to have a conversation with Tribune financial advisor. Rod Blagojevich stated that
our recommendation is fire all those people and get them the out of there and get us some editorial support.
And the governor's wife allegedly had his back on the issue of the Tribune and the Cubs. From the complaint, quote, on November 3rd, 2008, Rod Blagojevich and Deputy Governor A discussed an editorial from the Chicago Tribune calling for a committee to consider impeaching Rod Blagojevich. During the call, Rod Blagojevich's wife can be heard in the background telling Rod Blagojevich to tell Deputy Governor A
to hold up that cub. Them.
Then there's the alleged effort to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. See if this sounds lawful to you. We begin the day before Barack Obama is elected president. November 3rd, 2008, Rod Blagojevich spoke with Advisor A. By this time, media reports indicated that Senate candidate 1, an advisor to the president-elect, was interested in the Senate seat if it became vacant and was likely to be supported by the president-elect. During the call, Rod Blagojevich stated,
unless I get something real good for Senate candidate 1, I'll just send myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep this Senate option for me a real possibility, you know? And therefore I can drive a hard bargain, you hear what I'm saying? And if I don't get what I want and I'm not satisfied with it, then I'll just take the Senate seat myself.
According to the wiretap transcripts, Blagojevich said the Senate seat
is a valuable thing, you just don't give it away for nothing.
And then on November 5th, speaking to Advisor A, Rod Blagojevich stated,
I've got this thing, and it's golden. And, I'm not just giving it up for nothing. I'm not gonna do it. And I can always use it. I can parachute me there.
And, again, back to the complaint, on November 11, 2008, Rod Blagojevich talked with John Harris. Rod Blagojevich said he knows that the president-elect wants Senate candidate 1 for the Senate seat, but
they're not willing to give me anything except appreciation. Them.
You know, this thing didn't read lawful in print. It doesn't sound lawful either. Maybe we've got the accent wrong. So why would Blagojevich say so many things that don't read or sound lawful? According to Pat Fitzgerald's filing, which has yet to be proven, the governor wanted money. From the complaint again, quote, on November 7th, 2008, Rod Blagojevich discussed the open Senate seat in a three-way call with John Harris and Advisor B, a Washington, D.C.-based consultant. Rod Blagojevich stated,
I want to make money.
At least he's clear about that. Being governor for 2 more years without getting paid additionally for the Senate appointment allegedly was not going to cut it dollars-wise. November 10th, Rod Blagojevich said that the consultants are telling him that he has to suck it up for 2 years and do nothing and give this
mother president-elect is senator him. For nothing, him.
Did he just call Barack Obama a that's not illegal, but still. The governor ultimately summarized what was driving his pick for the open Illinois Senate seat. See if this sounds lawful to you. On November 12, 2008, Rod Blagojevich stated that his decision about the open Senate seat will be based on 3 criteria in the following order of importance.
Our legal situation, our personal situation, and my political situation.
Ooh, noble. You know, this is not a legal proceeding. Our findings here are not scientific. The governor told us yesterday that everything he says is lawful. It didn't read that way in black and white, and it doesn't sound that way when we test out his words out loud. And as for Rod Blagojevich's legal situation, personal situation, and political situation, I would say dicey, troubled, and over come to mind. More on what comes next for Blagojevich, Obama, and the U.S. Senate in a hot minute.